It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Joel. How are you?
I'm great, my friend. What have you got headed our way talking about the trail system?
Okay. Well, you know, we're moving into the winter. Not too long. March, we're going to have headed into spring, but we got our trail work days coming up. We've got 5 or 6 work days over the next 6 weeks. So if you're interested, you can check us out on Facebook and let us know you're interested in helping. We'd love to have any groups out there, church groups, clubs, schools, individuals. We can find something for you to do to help us. But one company, Prism, has really jumped in and actually buying their own tools. And I'm going to have a work party out on the 18th, March the 18th. We're going to be walking the trails and looking for projects, so we'd love for you to join us for any of those activities. Activities we got going, we're working on something constantly, but basically we're finishing up the Brook Fall to Carter Mill Road Trail. Jared Bird, Mark Combs, of course, Cynthia, Sandy Combs has got the Rocky River, the Outfitters, new Outfitters out there. That's pretty cool. Edward Hurt, Mike Bovender, Scott Poindexter, and Jason Taylor, Joe Hicks, Joe Mickey, Bob Hillier, a bunch of people working on that, and just individual volunteers. We still have the Carter Mill Project. It's underway. We're considering not building or doing anything. We're just working with Dan Park, who's really wants the – it's his deep desire that the public be able to see and use Carter Mill for Carter Falls. You know, it's been there. People have been going out there picnicking for a century, and he's trying to open it up with the help of the state and Wilkes County. They've been very helpful, Eddie Settle, and we're hoping to know something in the next few months about that and build a little park there. And Dan has already given us an easement on the falls, and so we're working towards getting that open this spring or the summer. Got a lot of activities going on there. We're also working now on 2 extra miles of phase 2 of the mountain bike course in town. We got 2 work days in February, and we're going to work in March to make sure by March 24th we've got those 2 extra miles. They should really have about 5 miles of bicycle trail you could ride then, which includes some of the Granite Dust Trail. You can walk it and run it as well, so it's going to be really cool. We're shooting for March the 24th because that day is when REI is coming to Elkin, and they're going to bring their fleet of mountain bikes and take groups of 12 and work with them with their mountain bikes. So if you're interested in doing that and participating, you have to register for the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail meeting that's being held at the Liberty that weekend, 2 days that weekend. Food, activities, and Jennifer Farr Davis, who is one of the National Geographic's Adventurers of the Year. She's now the fastest person who has ever done the Appalachian Trail, beating men as well as all other women. So Jennifer Farr Davis is going to be there along with her husband, who's a musician. He'll be playing. And we're going to be on that weekend and having, just if you mark your calendars, that's the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday when this activity is occurring. We're going to have tours, wine tours, beer tours, and strolls in town. And then on Saturday afternoon from 3 to 6, we're going to have, 3 to 9, we're going to be having a music and art crawl in conjunction with the town of Elkin, Foothills Arts Council, local bands, local artists, and that's going to be pretty exciting. We'll also be printing maps up for a new mountain bike course, and we've got those available down at the downtown bike shop. They sell regular mountain bikes, and they sell BMX bikes and regular bikes, too. So they're down near the old railroad train station. You might look on the our Facebook, and you see some recent work done by Nick Woolridge and Joe Hicks putting in some more historic signs. How are we doing for time so far?
1 minute. Good. 1 minute.
Okay. A couple of interesting things. One is Jack Part has recently purchased the old Wilhite property, which is on the the trail in town. And Jack is looking for ideas, but he's thinking about putting in a small campground out there. And interested in looking at putting a chapel for people along the trail. There's an interest in that, and he's interested in working to develop a little spiritual retreat center there. And also we're working on a dog park. Nicholas Graff, an engineer at Lytle now, has offered to help us with that. Gosh, what can I say? There's so many really good things going on right now, working with the Parks and Rec. We're working on establishing a bathroom facility out on the trail. We've had a lot of requests for that, and we're working hard on that. And also, not with the town, but through Jack, maybe a dog park. So we're also in the spring going to do what's called a creek run on Elkin Creek to clean up the Elkin Creek where it has some trees have fallen so that you be able to take a kayak from Elk Creek Vineyard all the way to Elkin with portages and do it safely. So how's that, Joel?
That's got it, buddy. Wow.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of awesome stuff. Dr. Bill Blackley, thank you, my friend, and a special thanks to our awesome sponsor, Salem Oral Surgery, with Dr. Jim Walter and Dr. Jason Ringham. And as always, Dr. Bill Blackley, my friend, I'll see you on a trail real soon.
Thanks, Joel. See
you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringham a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.